in this kingdom, the treasures of the kingdom are accessible by the key of knowledge.
Vision is a necessity for human survival. You are a deliberate creature of a God in heaven, and you were sent from the realm of eternity into the earth realm in order to fulfill a divine purpose. You are here on a mission.
Jesus died, resurrected to restore us back to the glory realm. Christianity is a call unto the glory life. Christianity is a call unto a life of glory and dominion. You have to be transformed into that version of you that is needed to fulfill your destiny. Through the process of spiritual metamorphosis, mental metamorphosis, the assignment is at the mercy of your personal growth and transformation.
You might be seated in God's presence. We trust God for a mighty supply of the Spirit of grace and supplication upon us in this season. The grace to pray, the grace to fast, the grace to wait upon the Lord. The Bible said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. You see, waiting upon the Lord in prayer and fasting, in intimacy with the Holy Spirit, is a strategy for spiritual renewal. Is a kingdom strategy for renewing your strength, renewing your spiritual fire. Is a system of refiring, refueling. You see, it matters how you start the year. Preparation determines manifestation. The results you will get in 2024, the manifestations you will see, is directly proportional to your level of preparation. Am I communicating? There is this saying that thorough, proper preparation prevents poor performance. How many of you have heard that saying? It's so true. So you must prepare well if you want to have a great and glorious year. And one of the best way to prepare is what we are doing already, through prayer and fasting. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. It's a powerful spiritual strategy. You see, in these 21 days, we'll be meeting corporately to pray in order to end the fast. But apart from this, it's expected you should spend time on your own, in personal prayer, feeding on the Word of God, in intimacy with the Holy Spirit, in fellowship with the Holy Ghost, in worship, in praise. Hallelujah. It's expected you do that on your own. Then when we meet by four like this, is to pray corporately and then round up the fast before we break. Am I communicating? So don't just read your Bible and pray and fellowship with the Holy Spirit only when we meet like this. Do it. Look for, create time. No matter how busy you are, create time. Intentionally create time for it. Hallelujah. It's so important because the Holy Ghost will be giving out so many instructions. He's already doing it, in fact. Releasing, dishing out divine instructions. Okay? Instructions that will lead to success. Instructions that will prosper you. Instructions that when you obey and apply them, you begin to make progress. You come up, you end up having glorious testimonies. Instructions that when you obey, you see miraculous manifestations. Hallelujah. So be very sensitive in this season, because there is a heavy download, divine downloads of divine instructions, divine guidance, divine direction. God will be speaking to you. God will be showing you things, the reign of visions and revelations. Hallelujah. Write those things down. Even as we are praying like this, when the Holy Spirit speaks to you or gives you an instruction or show you something or tell you something, write it down. Put the date and the time. Write it down. It's so important. Glory to God. And then act on it. Don't just write it down. Act on whatever He tells you to do, do it. That's the trigger for the miraculous. Glory to God. So it's 21 days of foreseeing 2024, forecasting 2024, framing 2024, and what? Fast tracking 2024 in your favor. How do we intend to do that? Through this prayer and fasting exercise. Glory to God. Prayer will give you speed. One of the best ways you activate the anointing for speed is through prayer and fasting. Hallelujah. They that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. Isaiah 40 verse 31. They shall renew their strength. They shall mount up. Mount up. That talks of speed. Hallelujah. They shall mount up. The strength to mount up, you assess it by waiting upon the Lord. Hallelujah. In fellowship, in prayer, in fasting. Before you know, you activate that anointing for supernatural speed and strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. You see that? Your natural human strength can become weary. If you operate with your human strength, your natural strength, you will get tired. You will give up. You will gas out. And the race of destiny is a marathon race. It's not a 100-meter dash that you run like Usain Bolt. And no. This one is a marathon. You started it the day you were born. You will finish it when you leave this earth. It's a marathon race. So you need something more than human strength. You need something more than natural human strength. You need the strength of God. Hallelujah. And this is how to assess it. They that wait upon the Lord. They that wait upon the Lord. Hallelujah. They shall renew their strength. We have a series called Mount Up. What year did I preach that? Was it last year or year before last? Mount Up. No, it's not last year. Mount Up. Eh? 2022. Praise God. They that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. Oh my God. Kalabasha. You see, when you come in God's presence like this, Psalm 84 verse 7, it said they go from strength to strength. It doesn't matter how weak you were feeling in your body before you came. You know, because we are fasting, some of you have not been eating, so you feel weak in your body. No problem. Just make sure you are in God's presence. In the presence of God, there is renewal of your strength. Am I communicating? So that you will realize that at the end of today's meeting, you will be leaving here stronger, more energized than the way you came. Why? They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeared before God. Zion is the headquarters of strength. The presence of God, the house of God, is where you plug in to the endless supply of divine strength and energy. There is a supernatural injection, supernatural infusion of divine strength and energy. And when that impartation of divine strength comes upon you, every weakness will give way. Every weariness will give way. He said, even the youth shall faint and be weary. The young men shall utterly fall, but they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. Can you shout amen? Amen. So this is a refueling station, a spiritual refueling station, a spiritual refiring station, a spiritual renewal, refreshing station, rejuvenating station, recharging. You come to God's presence to recharge so that you can take charge of the year. Am I communicating? So in these 21 days avalanche of prayer and fasting, we are recharging spiritually so that we can take charge. Am I communicating? This is how we take over. We recharge in His presence so that we can take charge and take over. Glory to God. So we have foreseen the year. You see, it's in times like this, as we pray, as we fast, you begin to see. God begins to show you. You foresee the year. Mande kebo sabakatia. God gives you a prophetic insight into his purpose, into his plans, into his will, into his programs, into his everything he has ordained for us as a ministry and for us as individuals, for us as a family. The Holy Ghost begins to reveal them to us. Give me 1 Corinthians 2:9. He begins to reveal them. He begins to reveal them. That's why I said on this mountain is 21 days of foreseeing the year, forecasting the year, framing the year, and fast tracking the year in our favor. Glory to God. He said, but as it is written, eye has not seen. Apostle Paul is quoting Isaiah. Glory to God. He's quoting Isaiah. He said, as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. Then look at verse 10. You see. But when you see that statement, but, it means everything is about to change. But God has revealed them to us by his Spirit. Which things? The things that natural woman eyes have not seen, natural woman ears have not heard, it has not entered the heart of mortal men. The people of the world, they don't know your future. They don't know God's plan and purpose for your life. Glory to God. He said those things, they are being revealed to us by his Spirit. Who is this, that Spirit? The Holy Spirit. He says, the Spirit searched all things, yea, the deep things of God. Give me an Amplified. I like the way the Amplified version puts it. So, as you pray, the Holy Ghost will start unveiling, revealing to you. Am I communicating? He will begin to show you his plans and programs for you, his purposes, the things he has proposed for you this year. Ande kobasha, la brasko tekeba, la kida. When I pray, I see you. When I pray, I see. The visions of God begins to come to you. Am I coming? There are different kinds of visions. I've taught you before, right? Eh? There are different kinds of vision. There is spiritual vision. Okay? The one you see in your heart. You see a spiritual vision with your spiritual eyes. Not with this eye, oh. The eyes of your spirit, okay? The eyes of your spirit is flooded with light. You begin to see what God is saying. You begin to see. You see, even as you meditate and study God's word, the Holy Ghost begins to enlighten and illuminate the eyes of your understanding. Glory to God. Begin to flood you with light, insight. You have insight into mysteries and secrets. Spiritual vision. As you pray, those visions begins to come to your heart. Glory to God. It's just that some of you are not sensitive. It's not that the thing is not coming. You are not sensitive to pick them. But after today, you will start becoming sensitive. No, not after today. From now. Because we will pray, and as we pray, you will start seeing. The Holy Ghost will start flashing. See, sometimes it comes as pictures. It will just flash those pictures in your heart. Has it happened to you before? You understand? You are praying, and then the Holy Ghost will just bring picture to your mind. Images. You understand? These are spiritual visions. Sometimes it may even bring the picture, the face of somebody you know. It may be a friend or family member. You are praying, and then it will bring that person's face to you. And it will say, you should pray for the person. Intercede for this person. Please do. Am I communicating? They are the visions of the Lord, the visions of the Spirit. You know, sometimes it begins to show you picture of your future, your beautiful future. You start seeing yourself, wow, successful. You see yourself great. You see yourself accomplishing those things that you thought that you could not accomplish. You see yourself fulfilling your dreams. You see yourself, am I communicating? Fulfilling God's plan and purpose for your life. They are the visions of the Lord. They are the visions of the Lord. Glory to God. I say glory to God. There is spiritual vision. There is dreams. Dreams are a form of vision too. That's dreams that are coming from the Lord, though, because not every dream is coming from God. There are three sources of dreams. Dreams can come from God, they can come from Satan. The devil too can give people dreams. Okay? Dreams can also come from your mind, multitude of business. When you think on something so much, it may show up in your dream. Okay? Am I communicating? A guy obsessed with a lady is in love with, madly in love, but the girl is not responding. He's so in love with her, he will be thinking all the time about this girl. This is the first thing that he will think about when he wakes up, the last thing he will think of when he sleeps. And listen, one key to interpretation of dreams, let me give you one key. If you want to interpret dreams, find out the thoughts you were thinking before you slept. What were the last thoughts on your mind before you slept? Is also key to interpreting any dream. Because to a large extent, those last thoughts before you slept in the night, they can appear in your dreams. So a dream can come from multitude of business. So that guy that is obsessed with that girl is thinking of her all the time, thinking. He will now dream that both of them are getting married. He will now say, God have spoken. No, God did not speak. It's your thoughts. Am I communicating? Glory to God. Glory to God. So now, a night vision is actually a dream that came from God. It came to you, you were sleeping. Your body was sleeping. Okay? Your body was resting, but your spirit does not sleep. Your spirit does not sleep. So your spirit can see things even in your dream. So any dream from God is called night vision. Praise God. Then there is trance. Trance is like a dream-like state. You are half asleep, half awake. How many of you have been there? You are lying on the bed, but you know everything that is happening. The moment they say, who get this food? I go chop amo. You say, hey! You got up from the bed. I thought you were sleeping. Praise God. I say praise God. You know, fasting starts by 6 a.m. Some people, 15 minutes to 6, one bowl of pounded yam on the right, tea on the left, then rice in between. Say, Omo, see time. Thank God, oh. 6 never knock. To fire everything down. Say this year, they say no grief for anybody. I no go grief for hunger. Fire everything. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So that they will not feel hungry during the fast. Glory to God. It's not a sin. If you are doing that, it's not a sin. No problem. Our own is that 1-6 have started, fasting have started. If you like, chop 1 minute to 6, no Allah. Glory to God. At least we have made life easy for you. We didn't say the fasting is starting 12 midnight, that's 12 a.m. If the fasting was starting 12 midnight, then if you eat, you wake up to eat, you have committed offense. But we say it's 6 a.m. That means you can eat before 6 a.m. Or once 6 a.m. have reached, no more eating, you can only drink water, okay? You are permitted to drink water throughout the fasting period. That's the only thing. Plain water, not colored water, not juice. Not fruit juice. Just water, only. H2O. Then we meet corporately like this and break. The only day that we will break our fasting earlier is on Saturday. The moment we are done with prayers by 12, you can go and break your fast. That's the only day. Every other day, we'll break after service. Glory to God. I say glory to God. What brought me here? What was I talking about? Different kinds of vision, right? Because we say we are foreseeing and forecasting the year. I'm just trying to explain so that when you pray beyond this place, you will understand the workings of God's Spirit. Am I communicating? God said, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. And you see, when prophetic words are spoken, the visions of God begins to form in people's mind, in people's heart. Okay? It activates visions and revelation. Am I communicating? He said, your sons and daughters shall prophesy, and as a result of those prophecies, what will happen? Your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions. So the visions and the prophetic dreams are a byproduct of what? Those prophecies. Am I communicating? They stir up visions and revelations, the prophetic bar. So a trance is a dreamlike state. You are not asleep totally. Neither are you fully awake. But it's as if you are sleeping, you are like partially sleeping, but you are aware of everything. If somebody enters the room, you know. If somebody even tap you like this, you know. How many of you have been there? But at the same time, you are not fully awake, and then you see vision. God shows you things. That was what happened in Acts 10 to Peter. How many of you remember the story of Peter? He went to the housetop on the roof to pray. He was waiting for them to prepare food. And then he went, he had a trance. And then he saw that rectangular sheet, having all manner of four-footed beast and pig and dog and all those things that is forbidden by the law of Moses that they should not eat. And then the Lord said, arise, kill and eat. He said, I cannot eat because it is uncommon. It's unholy. It's forbidden by the law. That was a trance. Glory to God. Most of the times, listen, when you pray early in the morning, or not just early in the morning, most of the time when you pray, you spend protracted time in prayer, and then you now lie down, you want to rest a bit, and then small sleep begins to come, and you are not totally sleeping, you are half asleep, half awake, and then God shows you vision. Has it happened to you before? It happens to me a lot. Or early morning you wake up to pray, after your devotion, after your prayer and everything, and then you now lay down to rest a bit, you may go into a trance. You may have a trance. And those things God shows you at that point, they are very significant. Take note of them. They are very important. That's a trance. Then there is what we call seeing by faith. Abraham, with the eyes of faith, when God said, lift up your eyes, look northward, southward, eastward, westward, for all the land which you see I've given to you. That's what we call seeing by faith. Is you are using the eyes of faith, the eyes of your imagination to see. Am I communicating? Paul said, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. That understanding there in the Greek is dianoia. What does it mean? It means faculty of deep thought or faculty of imagination. So you can see by faith using your imagination. It's a form of vision. God can show you things that way, whether from scriptures or directly from the Holy Spirit. Am I communicating? These are all part of the communications of God through sight, pictures, images, visions. Then the last form of vision is open vision. Open vision. Open vision is when you are seeing, you are seeing into the spirit realm using this your physical eyes. You know, normally you don't use your physical eyes, right? You use the eyes of your spirit to see. But in open vision, I may stand like this, and with this my physical eyes, I'm seeing into the spirit realm. God is showing me something. This one is no longer a spiritual vision or seeing by faith using my imagination, or is no longer, what do they call it now, trance or dream. As you can see, I'm fully awake. It's called open vision. Open vision is not very common. It's not very common. It's very rare. How many of you remember Apostle Paul? On the road to Damascus, he encountered Jesus. It was an open vision. He had an open vision that Jesus said, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" He said, "Who are you, Lord?" He said, "I'm Jesus whom you are persecuting." He was persecuting the church, and the church is the body of Christ. If I persecute your body, who feels the pain? The head. Jesus is the head of the body. So that's why Jesus said, "I am the one you are persecuting. Anything you do against the church, you are doing it against Jesus, because he's the head of the body. If you cut your hand or you hit your leg, where do you feel the pain? Where do you feel the pain? Talk to me now. Where do you feel the pain? Your head. And who is the head of the body of Christ? Jesus. So it's hard for you to kick against the prick." And in that encounter, he saw Jesus in an open vision. It was the brightness of the light, the brightness of the glory that got him blind after the encounter. And then God now sent Ananias. It is believed that Ananias was not just a disciple, he was a bishop of the church in Damascus, that went and prayed and laid hands on Apostle Paul. And Apostle Paul recovered his sight, and then he got Apostle Paul filled with the Holy Ghost. Am I communicating? Paul had an open vision there. Praise God. Some of you have had open visions too. So I just gave you a lecture now to explain foreseeing the year, so that as you pray, as the visions of God in any of this format, how many types of visions have I mentioned? How many? The first one is what? Spiritual vision. You see in your heart with your spirit. Number two? We talk about dream. Dream is called what? Vision of the night. That is coming from God. Number three. So there is vision of the night. That's a dream from God in bracket. Number three, trance. Okay? You are half asleep, half awake, a dreamlike state, and then God shows you something. Number what? Number four, seeing by faith. With your imagination. Am I communicating? The eyes of faith, your mind, the eyes of your understanding. Okay? Next, open vision. So how many? God can speak to you through any or all of them. Through any of them, or mixture of any. So what is important is that you are sensitive. You are sensitive to the leadings when you receive them. Am I communicating? Because if you are not sensitive, the thing will pass you by. So as you pray, you see. Am I communicating? The visions of the Spirit, they come to you. As you meditate on the Word of God, the same thing. You begin to see revelations. The visions of God, the pictures, the images coming from the Holy Ghost, He flashed them in your spirit. The sights of the spirit. You see, God can speak to us through sights and through sound. The sound and sights of the spirit, through the visual channel and through the audio channel or audiovisual. God, He can combine both. Glory to God. So we are foreseeing the year as we pray, and we are forecasting the year, just the way news reporter, have you seen those weather reporter? They give you weather what? Forecast. They will give you weather forecast of tomorrow's weather today, right? Based on their meteorological studies, meteorologists, right? Okay, it's the same thing. We can forecast the year in the place of prayer, prophetic prayer. Glory to God, as we pray and fast. Then also we release power to frame the year in our favor. We frame the year. Kali go bagadaya. Framing power is released in prayer. You need to understand something. Prayer, we activate the visions and revelations of God to come to you. Prayer, we help you to receive divine instructions. Prayer, we sensitize your spirit to the voice and leadings of the Holy Spirit. It will fine-tune your spirit to hear God. It will position, align, reposition, realign, fine-tune your spirit to receive the leadings of God, receive divine instruction. It will activate your spiritual antenna to divine direction and guidance. But that's not all. Prayer will also generate spiritual power or energy to materialize your desires, to materialize prophecies. Am I communicating? It takes spiritual power for the answers that you seek, for them to show up in this realm. It takes spiritual power and energy to materialize prophecies. That's why I always tell people, when somebody prophesies to you or they give you prophetic word, don't just stop at receiving the prophetic word. Don't just receive it and do nothing. Mm-mm. You have a part to play for that prophecy to come to pass. In the realm of the spirit where that prophecy is coming from, is already a reality. And if it is a divine prophecy from God, it is authentic. But the manifestation of that prophecy on earth, in this earth realm, is not automatic. The prophecy can remain hanging. It can be delayed or even denied expression in the earth realm if you don't learn how to partner with God in faith and prayer to what? Activate it into manifestation. And to bring that prophecy into manifestation on earth, it requires spiritual power, spiritual energy. And prayer is the way, is a system of generating spiritual power and energy. He said the earnest, James 5:16b in Amplified, the earnest continued prayer of a righteous man makes what? Tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. In 1 Kings 18 verse 41, Elijah was talking with Ahab. They were on Mount Carmel. Look at what Elijah told him. He said, I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Two people were standing. How come Elijah heard it? Ahab did not hear it. That's to tell you, it's not this physical ear he used. It was not a physical sound. He heard it in his spirit, with his spiritual ear. That was a prophetic word. In the realm of the spirit, the rain was already falling. But in the physical, the rain was not falling. So what did Elijah do? To bring that thing that is happening, the rainfall that is hearing in the spirit, to import it into the earth realm, what did he do? He prayed, put his head He told Ahab, you can go and eat and drink, but not me. The prayer you are praying, those people eating and drinking that are connected to you, do you know they will benefit from it? Your family members, your friends, etc. He told Ahab, go and eat and drink. But me, I'm not eating and drinking. He put his head between his knees. Shaka bakata. What was he doing? He was praying. He was partnering with God in prayer to enforce that prophecy, to activate it to manifestation, to materialize it. He was praying to generate the commensurate spiritual energy, the commensurate spiritual power. Are you getting this? In order to flesh out that prophecy, in order to bring it to manifestation, in order to materialize it. And by the time he prayed and prevailed in the spirit and got the note of victory, which occurred at the seventh time, when he told his servant to go and check, and seven is the number of fullness, completion, perfection. He prayed and prevailed in the spirit, got the victory, and rain started falling. Am I communicating? So that prophecy of rainfall, the sound of abundance of rain he heard in the spirit, he prayed it into manifestation. It's the same way. Prophetic word have gone forth. This is our year of abundance. So you use it to war a good warfare now. Am I communicating? Shaka balata. The thing will not just come to pass automatically like that. The prophecy is authentic, but the manifestation in your life is not automatic. It's a call to spiritual warfare. Am I communicating? This is very important. So you don't watch, you don't sit down wishing and waiting for prophecy to come to pass. Mm-mm. You war with them. You war with them unto fulfillment. 1 Timothy 1:18, he said, this charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophetic words which have gone before ahead of you, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare, holding faith. Am I communicating? So with faith, you war with prophetic words in prayer. You put it in your heart, you put it in your mouth, and then you begin to kabash. Am I communicating? Until you see it manifest. Until you don't stop. You don't pray and stop because you are tired. You pray until you prevail in the spirit and get the note of victory. When you are trying to make transaction, how many of you have done online transaction before? Do you stop on the road because you are tired before the transaction is completed? They say put the person's account number, you put, or put the name, you put the amount you want to send, you put. They say choose your bank, and then you say, car, I don't tire, and then you stop. Will that transaction go through? Or let's say you put the account, you even put the bank, and then they say next, put your PIN, and then you stopped at that point. Will it still go through? No, you have to complete the process. That is what it means to tarry in prayer until you prevail in the spirit, until you get the note of victory. How do you know you have gotten the note of victory? That prayer burden will be lifted. You even feel light in the spirit. The prayer burden will be lifted, one. Number two, songs of praise and joy will start welling up in your heart in thanksgiving for the answer, because the transaction has been completed in the spirit. Are you getting my point? Kala suvre keteya. Legebo rabakataya. Braskonde kepo rabakasida. So in the place of prayer, we foresee, we forecast, we frame. We generate spiritual power and energy to frame the future. Am I communicating? You don't leave it to chance. If you leave it to chance, you have no chance. You don't enter one chance. You don't leave it to chance. You, by choice, you frame the future that you desire according to the word of God. By choice, in the place of prayer. By your faith. Glory to God. I say glory to God. Male kobo sabagadia. Embreskotekida. The Bible says we understand by faith the walls were framed by the word of God. So prophetic walls have framing power. Prophetic walls have framing power. Hebrews 11 verse 3. He said by faith we understand that the word of God. We understand that the walls were framed by the word of God. So that the things which are seen were not made from the things which do appear. So God used his word, his prophetic word, to frame the world. If God could use his prophetic word to frame the world, you too, you can use his prophetic word to frame your own world. You can use it to frame 2024, for it to be a beautiful year for you. Am I communicating? January is a month of preparation. I'm telling you, your experiences throughout this year will be affected by how you handle this prayer and fasting. Use it to frame a beautiful future. The Bible says by his spirit he has decorated the earth. Glory to God. And then I said we are forecasting. Fast tracking. We are fast tracking 2024. What does it mean to fast track? There's a difference between fast track and shortcut. The two are not the same. Fast track and shortcut. Who knows the difference? When we say fast track, to fast track something, and then we say shortcut. Shortcut simply means the person is trying to bypass some process, which is illegal, right? But in fast track, you are not bypassing any process, but you are going through without delay. That's fast track. You are getting the job done with speed. Am I communicating? In fast tracking, you are getting it done with speed, and prayer gives you speed. You activate the anointing for speed in the place of prayer. Give me 1 Kings chapter 18 verse 46. After Elijah prayed for the rain to fall, did you notice something else happened after the rain fell? So beyond receiving the answers he desired, beyond receiving the manifestation of the prophetic word of concerning the sound of abundance of rain, something else happened. The Bible said the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah. Rise to your feet. And he outran Ayagabariko Balakida. This is what happens to you in the place of prayer. The hand of the Lord. You provoke the release of the hand of the Lord. You don't want to trek. You don't want to trek your way through 2024. Am I communicating? There are different ways to go to Lagos. You can go to Lagos by bicycle, but we don't know when you will arrive. You can go to Lagos by keke napep, but we don't know when you will arrive. God, only God will help you if you are using bicycle and keke. Then you can go to Lagos how? Using bike machine. We don't know when you will arrive. You can also go to Lagos by car. At least that one we know when you will arrive. How many hours is just to Lagos? By all those commercial transporters. Talk to me now. Is it 10, 12, 10, how many hours? 10 to 12 hours, right? 15 hours. The last time I went to Lagos by road, I vowed that I will never go to Lagos by road again. All my back, all my bum, pain everywhere. What? Sitting for Isaiah, we never do long journey like that again on road. I started taking flight. Now you can go to Lagos by road, spend 15 hours or so if the car does not break down. Watch this. The same Lagos, you can go from just to Lagos by flight. It's not up to 1 hour. 45 minutes, you are already in Lagos. Do you know it's a similar scenario, this 2024. How do you want to move this year? Am I communicating? It's up to you. You can choose to go by bicycle, or keke napep and have a very frustrating journey. Or you can choose to go by car, or you can choose to go by flight. For some of us, our choice is flight. I say flight. He said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, they shall mount up. Doesn't that look like flight? In the place of prayer, you activate the anointing for speed. You mount up. See, you are carried on the wings of the Spirit. While others are trekking and suffering, you are soaring. Am I communicating? You are soaring. You are born on eagle's wings. Carpata. You ride above the storms. You soar above the storms. Will there be challenges in 2023? Yes. In 2024, rather. Yes, there will be challenges. But does it matter? Does it matter? Soar above the challenges. Kalabose kilabata. An eagle is not afraid of storms. In fact, storms excite eagles. Shakabata. They spread their wings. They locate the direction of the wind current. And they allow themselves to be carried. While others are struggling to flap. Other birds are flapping their wings against wind current with little effort. With so much effort and little result. The eagle will just locate, discern the direction of the wind current. Okay, it's going like this. We just shh, and then allow the wind current to carry the eagle to the highest height. It's called soaring. There's a difference between flying and soaring. We soar on eagle's wings in 2024. I say we soar on eagle's wings. We ride above the storms. We ride on the high places of the earth. This is why you shouldn't joke with these 21 days. Ayagabata. Things are... See, prayer does not just change things. It changes you. It changes you. There is a metamorphosis beyond the activation of visions, revelation, receiving instructions and guidance, beyond generation of spiritual power and energy. There is an inner metamorphosis. The Bible says in Luke chapter 9 verse 29, as Jesus prayed on that mount of transfiguration, there was metamorphosis. The fashion of his countenance was altered. His face became white and glistering. Am I communicating? Shaka Balatia. The glory of God that is locked up in your spirit begins to find expression. The glory of God is activated, is provoked into manifestation. Jesus became literally like a luminous object, like the sun. He started shining with a light that is even brighter than the sun in intensity. Can you lift up your voice now? Maka Sapa. Laketekepa. Your 2024 cannot remain like 2023 for you. Shelegudegebakatai. He said the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah. 1 Kings 18:46. Li parose bilatai. This is how we activate the anointing for supernatural speed and acceleration. It's in the place of prayer. Lakiboraka pakata. As we pray, as we fast, as we wait upon the Lord, our strength is renewed. Likete koteke balakida. Maleke porasa balatena. Kalebora bakasa palatana, roteke preske tolegida, jeliko bronde kapa, la bakatose bila kapata. The Bible says the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah. 1 Kings 18:46, and he outran the chariot of Ahab. The anointing to overtake, the overtaker's unction came upon Elijah. Liko bakasa balata. You can activate that same anointing to pursue, to overtake in 2024, to provoke anointing for speed, supernatural speed, supernatural strength, divine energy, tireless energy.
We believe you're blessed by this message. Our goal is to raise a glory generation that will walk in kingdom dominion and manifest the word of God as a lifestyle. To download more messages by Dr. Lucas Sazon King or to partner with us, please visit www.lucasazonking.com. www.avalancheofglory.org. Subscribe to our YouTube and Telegram channel. Also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at the Avalanche of Glory Ministries International. Call 080-6530-2610 or 070-3699-1158 for more information. We love and celebrate you.